podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs. Samich LLC is your one-stop shop for pop culture custom creations. Get your favorite characters in high-quality stickers, decals, and more. Check them out on Etsy. Samich LLC. Print your imagination.
Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the basement bar, beers and babble. Cheers.
Welcome. We are live. It is Wednesday night in Pintown at Chesaning. It's phenomenal. I'm so excited to be here. We drove an hour down here to be hosted by these wonderful people. Had some good food. We're about to get some good beers. And we have a live audience. Say hi, everybody.
Yep. For the first time ever.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
First time ever live. I know. They're not going to have us back. They're like, wait, I thought this was a gardening podcast. What do you people want?
They're going to walk out of this building and go, never again. Never again.
Right?
Delete them off your Facebook, your Spotify, everything. Oh, man. No, this is a good place.
This is so much harder to crack.
This is a fun bar, but it's also a really good bowling alley, as you can probably hear in the background, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We are in a live bowling alley. They have leagues tonight. They have this beautiful back corner. I'll be able to put all the photos up on the website. It's spectacular here. I didn't realize it was this nice. I mean, we've come here after golf, and you come here after work, and I've never actually been back here. It's always been tied off.
I think it's kind of funny how they were like, yeah, we have a professional league going on, so if you guys want to go to the farthest corner the back room, that would be great.
Yeah.
You can set up back there, be as loud as you want. Just don't disturb anybody.
We're right. Like, yeah. Yeah. We'll get about 2-3 beers down, and we're going to be coming. Hey. Fucking told you guys back then. And then we have Fact Checker Dennis back.
How's it going?
Finally made the trip.
Glad to be back. Glad to be here. Yeah.
Like you had a choice. No, I'm just kidding.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Didn't your car? What happened? Your fucking tie rod break or some dumb shit?
Oh, my God. Yeah. My tie rod broke yesterday. I tried to take a left turn and my wheel went right. You figure that one out. I don't know.
God. Well, I'm glad to see you're okay. You're standing. You're good.
Yeah. No, everything's fine.
Where were you at? Were you taking a turn on like a busy road, or was it like country?
Yeah, it was a highway.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't name you that highway, but it was definitely a highway. I know that. Yeah.
Jeez. Any cars coming at you?
All the time.
Oh.
All the time.
So what did you do when your car just didn't go straight? It just
Yeah,
went
so
the
I
other
was going to take that left turn, and all of a sudden I saw a car to my left, and I was like, I can beat him. And then I took the left, and all of a sudden I heard a poof. And I was like, oh, no. And then I just floored it to the side of the road, and my tires were just going like, and I had to be like, all right, now what? Okay. So I had to call a tow truck. I had to call a mechanic place, be like, all right, so you're going to expect this car at this time. You know?
I mean, like, you're the only one in the ditch. I got it. I don't need to know the color of the shit.
And then it was kind of funny to me, but I was, keep in mind, I'm okay. And all of a sudden, I see an ambulance coming with the lights on, and I'm just smiling at him. I'm like, yeah, hi. I'm on the phone with the tow truck people, and he's just like, yeah, we got a call because somebody said that you were, like, leaning over inside your car, so we thought that you were, like, seriously hurt. And I was like, nah, and I was, like, giggling because, like, I had so much adrenaline. I was like, no, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden,
this guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, a little bit. It just shook me up a little bit. And then the cop came.
I was bored on a Tuesday. I just think I'll jeet.
Yeah, but then a cop came too, and I was like on the phone with the tow truck people, and I had to shoo off the cop for a second because I was trying to figure out some business. I was trying to figure it out, you know? So I was like on the phone. He's like, yeah, so we're picking you up from this address, taking you to this address. So I was like, yup. You got a 2011 Mercury Milan? I'm like, yup. Cop is looking at me, and I'm like, I just waved him at him. I was like,
shoot him away.
I gave him the 1 minute, you know? I was like, hey, 1 second. And then he just kind of motioned to me. He's like, ID. And I was like, yeah. So I just gave it to him and I walked away. Phone call done. Cop comes. And I was like, so how's your day going? I was like, well, as you can tell, my tires are facing each other and that's not supposed to happen. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I was like, well, yeah. And then he just left. He didn't make sure the tow truck was coming or anything like that, but he just...
Well, that's what you get. He got out of started there. Blowing him off, so he...
He was like, all right, obviously I'm not wanted.
I did, the camera caught me. I did my job. I'm gone.
And the funny thing is, three tow trucks, like three flatbed tow trucks passed me. You know, it was just funny. I'm on the phone with a tow truck company, and then three of them just passed me. And I was like, wait a minute.
It could have been cheaper if you just stuck your thumb out and was just like, anybody... Please.
Jeez. Well, bowling alley. We're here. It's a fantastic bowling alley. We got the back pins right here. When I was looking for the lights, I was like, oh, shit, this is the back. I'm not supposed to be here.
I just heard somebody get a strike. Yeah,
there you go. But what's your you guys have any fun bowling alley stories you got?
I have impressive ones.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
I have never in my entire life, out of my 25 years of living, have used bumpers.
Oh, there you go.
Never once.
Really?
Yeah. Nope. It's
fancy.
Yep. They've
just
asked.
That good.
They've asked multiple times, like after the sixth round or frame
when it
or whatever.
Ends up
they're
in
just
three
like,
lanes over. They're like, "Do you want?"
Yeah, and I'm just like, "No." If I get 20, I'm walking out of here with my head up. So let's just hope that that's a thing. And they're like, 20 gutter balls? Like that's impossible. I was like, "Yeah, well, 10 frames, two balls a no, it is possible. I've probably done it.
I don't math. So
What's the highest score you ever got?
Oh, probably like low 100s, 120, you know, 115.
You know, that's not that awful, I don't think. I mean, I'm no professional bowler or anything like that. But
you're like, I've only done like 280. It's fine. Yeah. No.
Now, if I make 100, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often, but I'm ecstatic. We're wee. You know, it's great.
I did it.
Yeah.
Well, I've always aspired to be the guy that brought his own bowling ball to the bowling alley.
Absolutely. Well,
and then I started.
Guy?
Well, yeah, but then I started looking at prices, and I was like, "Oh, this is more than a hobby.
Yeah, no,
this is like serious, you know."
These are made out of expensive stones.
It's kind of weird how that works with sports. If there's any sport that they sell either clothes or shoes for, just know it's expensive.
Yeah.
Like you're not, you know, like golf.
Oh yeah,
golf's not cheap. They sell
and then
golf
there's
shoes,
levels,
gloves.
You know, you go out, you're like, "Oh, I get a garage sale." You know, $50 this bag or whatever. Then you get hooked and you're like, "Oh, well, hey, I spent $500 on these." And next thing you know, you have a $7,000 iron set and your wife's leaving you.
And your wife's leaving you.
You're like, "But I love the game."
Yeah, and you still suck.
Yep, and you still, and that's it. That's the truth. You still suck. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were good, you'd be paid to do it. But instead, you're just sitting there paying every time. Like,
yep.
I want to golf.
Yeah, it's like the same for us. If we were good, we'd be. No.
We'll make it.
One day.
One day.
Yeah.
Dennis, you got any fun bowling stories?
Well, I threw a bowling ball in the wrong lane one time, you know.
Good. Yeah. I think we've all done
like
that.
Like the Wii bowling game, you know, when you throw the ball behind you and everybody in the crowd just spins and goes, "Yeah!" You know, I was really hoping for that, but all I got was just, I got yelled at by the manager.
Yeah. Keep it in your own lane.
Yeah. You just heard one shrill, and then just put it back on. All right, we're done with this. Yep. Throw your shoes. Let's go.
Oh, there was one time that I actually threw the ball down the lane, and I don't know what they call it, but the thing that comes down and like cleanses the pins.
Yeah, I don't know what
that's called.
It cleanses the pins.
Not cleanses. What?
I know,
what
that's just
like cleans them up.
That's the
you
wildest.
Know? It's like a squeegee.
I've ever heard
it's like a squeegee.
It's a pin squeegee.
So the pin squeegee had fallen down from the gods. While my ball was rolling, and that was the lot. Like, I was like,
oh,
you know how you do the little tense jump?
So you were blocked by the squeegee?
I was, yeah. Call me Shaquille O'Neal. I can't make a basket, but threw it down the alley, and it came down, and I was like, oh. And then, you know, I went up and tried to act all pissed. I was like, that was going to be a strike. How am I going to do that again? You know,
fix the score.
Yeah.
You can do that, though, on the computer. You can be like, oh, I got a six there. Oh, no, I got a strike there. And you just go into
really?
The computer. Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
All right. Well, from here on out, 300s all day.
Yeah, the whole time. I didn't even see you hit a pin. And I go, that's why I got it. If you hit nothing, it's automatic win.
Yeah. Isn't that what the X means?
X. That means I got nothing.
And like 300, I would think that's a bad score. I'm like, oh, you know, 700 shy of 1,000.
Yeah.
But no, this place actually has really good food. Mm-hmm. Like very, very good food.
I know. I just housed a whole burger. It was phenomenal. It was as big as my head and not as juicy. It was phenomenal. No, it was good stuff. I've never had a bad thing here. No. Between the Philly steaks, the
pizzas.
Yeah, the pizza. What's the really one, the rat?
The Ratskeller.
The Ratskeller takes 45 minutes to cook. It's like Chicago style, deep dish.
It's Chicago style, but has that same like flimsiness as a New York pizza. It's really insane how they do it. And I like, they give you like a warning on the menu. They're like, if you order the Ratskeller, just be warned, it's going to take 45 minutes or more. Yeah. You know, and you're
at
just
like,
at least
they let you know. They're like, hey, this is going to take a while, but it's going to be really good.
Well, I wonder how many people started yelling at them and complaining before they had to put the disclaimer of like, listen, okay, it's made from scratch with love. Settle your ass down.
Like, we'll throw, you'll get it when you get it, but you'll love it when you get it.
I had to open the beer with my mouth. I didn't want to put the mic down. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty baller. He just goes over there and bites it. Jesus.
It's aluminum. It's all right.
Yeah. Huh. But yeah, the burgers,
the wraps are good.
Wraps.
Oh, the cheddar wrap?
If I have a wrap, I call it it's a burrito. I don't have a wrap.
All right.
Yeah. I don't.
That's like a California thing to you, isn't it? You're like, over in California, they call them
wraps.
There's
too many vegetables in it. Like, anything more than zero vegetables is too much for me. That's,
I got a good one for him later, actually, talking about veggies.
Well, yeah, because he asked me, he's like, hey, what do you want on your burger? I was like, cheese and ketchup. He's like, are you a child? I went, yes, thank you. I would take fries with that, please. Thank you.
And you're like, if they have the smiley face fries, I'll take those too.
Yep. Dino chicken nuggets.
You're talking about vegetables, but do you know your fruits?
Yeah. Do you know your fruits?
Do you know your fruits?
We figured this out earlier today.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we went on like the old.
If it grows in a tree, it's a fruit. If it's in the ground, it's a vegetable. Ooh. I know that's not right, but that's not even close.
No.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna let me just throw out some things, and I want you to give your best guess. Dennis, you're going to tell them right or wrong after every single one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Strawberry.
Berry.
No.
Berries is a separate thing.
We're doing fruits and veggies. We're doing fruits and veggies. Strawberry.
I don't know. Fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
Berry.
Fruit. This isn't going to go very well.
it's fruit. Those are fruits.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, fruit?
Just answer. Fruit or veggie?
Got it.
Okay. Squash.
Vegetable.
Oh.
It's a fruit.
Pumpkin.
Vegetable.
Fruit.
Grows in the ground.
Nope. Here's the thing. Ooh. All right. Here's the crazy one.
Okay.
A green bell pepper.
Great on a Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
Vegetable.
Nope.
Absolutely wrong.
That's a fruit. Dennis, tell them why it's a fruit.
I don't know why it's a fruit.
I don't like your logic.
Because the fruit, in order to be a fruit, it has to have seeds on the inside.
Yep.
And it has to come from a flower.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And we did some research on that.
Blew my mind.
Yeah. Ooh. Squash, pumpkin, bell peppers. Everybody, I feel like everybody thinks a pepper is a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? And it forever will be. I don't.
No, you're putting fruit on that Philly. That's for sure.
Yeah, you are. You're doing a fruit and meat sandwich.
See, now you're making my taste buds angry. You don't put fruit on a Philly.
No, but that's such an easy way to do it. You know, you can just be like, I am eating healthy. Oh, did you also know from the industry that me and Dennis here are in that marijuana is, in fact,
a vegetable.
It is a vegetable.
Well, I figured that. It grew from the ground.
Oh, Christ. His logic just isn't even close.
Oh,
swing
it's not
and
a flower.
Miss.
Oh, I figured. Yeah, you're right. Because it should be classified as flower.
Yep. So you would think it's then?
Flower.
Okay.
A vegetable, yeah.
A fruit.
Yeah. What? Why do I think a flower is a fruit?
No, because here's the thing. If I'm trying to explain something to you, you ain't grasping it.
No.
A fruit comes from a flower and it's got seeds inside.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got for you. I didn't read too much in the Google description.
Oh, good.
It was like the first two lines, and my mind was already
blown. And I forget
why
marijuana was a vegetable. Because apparently it says technically it is considered a vegetable.
What's that word that they kept using? Botanically?
Botanically.
Ruvalin. Yeah, I didn't like
Ruvalin.
That.
What's that word? Ruvalin.
Ruvalin.
From the Hangover.
He's on the roof. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Gets tackled while he's on the phone. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Dennis.
Yeah.
You got any more fruit talk or are you done?
I'm done with it.
You're done being fruity?
I'm done, yeah.
Well,
actually,
oh, yeah,
if you really think about it in a weird, disgusting way, aren't we all kind of, aren't males fruits?
Why?
Because we have seeds on the inside?
I didn't know Rod came down all the way to Chesning.
Yeah, jeez. I know. We don't have Roger here for the dad jokes, but I appreciate that one. That's what I appreciate about you.
Well, aren't human beings anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, we come from a seed, but doesn't everything come from a seed?
Yeah, but there's seeds inside you, aren't there?
Mm. All right.
Yep. No seed of thought, though.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Holy cow. I feel like we're going incredibly fast.
I think so.
I think that's it. See, you guys are making us nervous out here. No.
No. Yeah, but try the veal if you haven't. I swear.
The veal?
Like, oh. Try the food.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's like your
yeah.
Italian way of saying, like, hey, try the food. Try the veal.
Yeah.
But except they don't have veal here, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, food. So, you know, fish fries have been kicking back up, and you get some good fish fries. But there's another kind of fishing. The technical. I've been in IT for 15 years, and the tech fishing, the security.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people trying to get you and the emails and everything. Well, mm-hmm. We put these security things out for everybody at work and to try to trick them and teach them, like, hey, don't just click on shit. What the fuck did I do today? I just clicked on shit. I was like, oh, it's from HR. That's fine. Click. And it was like, bing. Oh, you have training to do now. And I was like, no. Oh,
they got you like that?
They got, yeah. My boss
that
was like,
so
really?
Dirty.
He's like, you're setting a horrible example here. You got. I was like, I'm sorry.
It was
I'm
like, sorry. Never listen to HR. Don't do that.
Yeah,
stop
right.
It.
They're like.
See, they couldn't do that at our work because they think, like, you know, everyone's, well, they could potentially be high. And it's just like they send them that and they'd click on it and go, yeah, oh, man, did I win like a cruise? Like what happened? Like a little pop up.
Yeah.
It, like go, bing. You know, you're just like, oh, shit, what did I win? Man, this is tight.
Bing.
Yeah. I want another candy bar, man. No,
right? Yeah. Jesus. I can't imagine that, you know, the being around that all day and it's not like it doesn't, I guess, I don't know. It doesn't get into your.
No, it's not secondhand. Weed's not secondhand. I could smoke a joint right here and you wouldn't get high. Well, unless we hotbox it, but that'd take a lot of joints.
So that's second, yeah. So, but anyway, I mean, not smoking at it, but being at work, like working with that all the time, you would think that you can't drug test anybody because you're around it all the time. It's always, it's in you.
If you're going to drug test to get into the marijuana business, then you should just shut down your business. That ain't going
to
work.
That's,
you know, that's like asking someone, hey, do you know how to do this? And they're just like, no, hire me. You know,
yeah, that's what I did at my
like
job.
You gotta know
I
your
like,
way
I have
around.
No idea
it.
What I'm doing.
Yeah,
I know how to Google. That's about it. I just keep Googling things, and they keep working.
It's
that's
like
all.
you've done a lot of tech in your life.
Yeah.
So they came up. They're just like, hey, do you know what a computer is? And you're just like, no. Yeah. They're just like, fucking, you're hired.
Yeah.
So you get in here. You know, you can figure it out. And they're just like, what do you mean by that? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you just smile and nod. You're like, yeah, man. Yeah.
No, Eddie's smart.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Not like when you ask him a question, he's just like, what? Yeah. No, he'll answer it. He'll answer it strategically.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the man for that, yeah.
Something. I feel like I need to drink more beer here.
Mm. What did you just say?
So I feel like I need to drink more beer here.
Oh, you probably do.
Going, yeah.
Well, we're excited. We obviously couldn't bring our own beers of the week in here, but Pintown had some special stuff hidden behind the bar for us tonight, so I'm excited to get that going. But that's going to be in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not doing it quite yet.
Okay.
But if you'd like to,
yeah,
we'd like to play an ad for you to guys get going, you know?
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Here in a little bit with the beer of the week, but if you could perform with somebody,
yeah,
you got to choose one person. Are we going living or dead or?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Anybody, anywhere. If you could choose one person to perform with, who would you perform with?
Like band wise or just anything?
Yeah, anything really. I mean, I guess because like, I got to, like I was saying on the show before a couple weeks ago, got to perform with Three Men and a Tenor, so that was super cool.
You got to perform with Three Men and a Tenor?
Yeah, they pulled me up on stage. It was great.
Oh, my God. I remember when I was in high school and they performed at the State Theater in Bay City. I got pulled up and I played their tambourine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
nice.
I did.
See?
Absolutely.
There we go. We're Tenor Brothers.
Tenor Brothers, yes.
He was love Elvis that. And you have a tambourine.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the audience and cheer you on. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know who I think to perform with.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Well, here, let me ask you. A question here about the question. Can I take a band and like do a podcast? Can I take a comedian and do a song? Like, is it stuff like that, or do I have to do it in their art?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that just makes the question deeper.
I would say with them. I mean, you're performing with them, so whatever they're.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think for me, it would be Dave Grohl, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Just him or Foo Fighters?
I feel
or
like Dave Grohl and Pat Smear from the Foo Fighters. Because the two Nirvana people, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I really have an infatuation with both of them. I watched a lot of compilation videos of just funny moments in their lives. They seem like great people, and they just, I love their music.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, but yeah, Dave Grohl, all day.
I think I would like to sit across and do a duet on the kit with Gavin Harrison from Porcupine Tree. Like play, like on their Dead Wing tour, I'd like to play that album with them and just kind of be that secondary drum kit, you know, where we like switch off and he's got quite a few drum solos. So I'd be like, hey, man, I take four bars, you take four bars. And he'd blow me out of the water because that's the best drum I've ever seen and heard. You know, people talk about Phil Collins, they talk about Bill Bruford, but they only talk about him because they don't know Gavin Harrison. This guy is the best drummer that's ever lived. And I'll stand by that till the day I die. He is great. So I think Porcupine Tree,
okay.
Yeah, I just wouldn't listen to Steve Wilson. I heard he's kind of pretentious, you know? Yeah. But if he's listening, I'm sorry. And if he's listening, I love you and you're cool, you know? Invite me. I'd love to play drums for you.
Yeah. I think it'd be Rockapella, man. The guys who did... Yeah, the Folgers jingle, and they did... And the where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Yeah, Rockapella, man. Hmm. Yeah, I think that'd be a blast.
What's the best part of waking up?
Folgers in your cup.
That's right.
Oh, I thought he was gonna sing it. And he's got that liquidy smooth voice. I thought he was gonna, and Folgers in your cup. You know, I love that, you know. Ugh. I wish that was a thing that like your alarm clock did. Like you could set it. Well, I guess you could on your phone now. So technology.
I mean, that's normally what you do to an alarm clock is set it.
Yeah.
What?
Are you talking about one of them?
Get out of here.
Those radio ones?
Yeah. When you're just like, you know, it could wake you up and it's just like, hey, the best part of waking up. So you could just be like, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, go back to bed. I'm not ready for coffee.
Yeah.
But until I watched that movie, Employee of the Month, I didn't know you could set your coffee pot to make coffee.
Oh yeah,
at a certain time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's tight. Been around for a while.
I know it has because that movie's pretty old. Well, not old, but it's dated.
It's about 20 years old, almost.
Yeah, dang, and near. When I saw him do that, and I was like, "What? You could actually wake up. You could put Folgers in there.
Yeah, and in your cup. You literally.
Yeah, and you would know what the best part of waking up because you would wake up to it.
Yeah,
you'd be like, "Wow, Folgers in my cup."
We're talking about alarm clocks. Yeah. Where's your alarm clock at? Is it next to your head? Is it next to your bed? Like, where do you put it at?
Yeah, it's my phone now. Yeah. I think everybody's alarm clock.
I've been
most
trying to
people.
Do this thing lately where I put it across my room so I absolutely get up, you know? So like, there's not a snooze immediately. So it's just like I'm in a dead sleep and all of a sudden I hear beep, 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 beep. Then I wake up and I'm like, motherfuck. all the way over there. So then it just makes
you
me
have
get
to.
Up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that for a while when I worked at Dow. I had like three alarm clocks going.
Three of them?
Yeah. You'd have your phone and then you had to have one set across the room. And then I had an old school like...
You had a wind-up one?
Like a wind-up one that just... that one was great. It's just then you forget to wind it. You know,
See, I have this terrible problem of like when I hear my alarm, it becomes a part of my dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes that's fun. Sometimes it's not.
It's terrifying in mine.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. Because mine, I set the beep, 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 and not like the jingles.
It's always a warning.
No, I could be
you're
having,
just walking in the mall, suddenly red lights and beep, beep, beep.
Not only that, it's always a bomb.
Yeah,
it's terrible because, you know, I could be like having the best dream about doing whatever. You know, I could be galloping through a flower field and all of a sudden it's like, beep, 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 you have 5 seconds to live. Beep, beep, beep. You know, it's like, it's terrifying.
So you just wake up in a cold sweat, terrified every day.
Every morning.
All right, now I know why you drink.
That's so true. Well, I was so bad when I was younger. I'd never wake up for school. My parents ended up having to get like the thing you put under your mattress and it like shakes your bed. And it was like, it would like buzz my mattress to where it was like, oh, it's so uncomfy. You couldn't sleep.
You had a fucking hour hotel quarter massage bed.
I wish it felt like a massage. Shit hurt. I'm pretty sure Raj like hooked up some tasers to the shit. You know, I was like,
it's electrocuted. Yeah. My favorite alarm clock was my ma growing up. She would come into my room and with a pot and a spoon and just bang the shit out of it. Yeah, that's how I woke up during high school. See, yeah, it was effective.
Got you to school on time, didn't it?
Yeah. Yep. I had to quit sleeping on the top bunk though. You'd
after a few falls, you're like, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
And then there was this one alarm clock my dad had. It was like from the 70s, it was Radio Shack. And this thing could do anything and everything. It, like, you could hook it up to lights. You could hook it up to sound. You could have ran the whole house. It was this tiny little Radio Shack robot that lasted for like 40 years.
Dang.
Yeah, they don't make stuff
like
that.
When you
said
connect to your lights, what would happen? Like, would it make your lights flicker and stuff like
that? No, no, no. Like, if you have halogen floodlights or whatever out or like back or what have you, something like that.
I get
you.
Yeah,
it was pretty wild.
Wow.
Think, like, thinking back on it, you know, that was a pretty wild
mechanism.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that's the right word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, I did something.
Yeah.
I'm not good with big words. Yeah. Yeah, we can put this.
That little rainbow flies out. Bum, 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 bum. The more you know.
Put this on the calendar, yeah. First big word in 2024, mechanism.
Yeah, and we're increasing your lexicon. That's good.
I know. It's great. Just like encyclopedia. That was another big word.
Yeah, the freaking encyclopedias.
Jesus.
Oh, that was a fun one. Oh, man. Well, speaking about big words, it's not really a certain word, but I do love how we say beard a week.
Beard a week.
Beard a week. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
beard. You know, there's two dashes in it.
Beard a week.
But yeah, beard a week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Coming at us this week, we've got, what is that? All day hazy. So, oh, it's a session hazy. Yeah, there we go. We got to get our Untappd app out. Get this going. See, this doesn't really work live.
Yeah, you can't pause it.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't take a piss. It's terrible.
We cut all the... Yeah. That's why tonight is an experiment. Isn't it fun?
I love it.
You are all our subjects. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so thank you guys for being here
again. We'll try not to electrocute you too hard. 4.7 ABV, 42 IBU from Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. You ever been out to Founders?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had, I don't know what it was. It was on their menu. It was just a bunch of pieces of bread with some green sauce on it. Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah.
I think they called it aioli, but I don't want to be wrong. Maybe it was an oil. I don't know. I know it was green. I was already two sheets to the wind. I ate it, and it was good. Soaked it up.
Aioli green? I thought aioli was like a garlic.
That's why I'm saying I think I was
wrong. I have no idea.
I thought it was like an oily. It was an oily substance.
Like, you know, like in Ozark when... Ruth. Damn it, Marty, I don't know shit about food.
Yeah, Ruth, yeah.
Yeah. That's, well, that's a last call story right there.
Oh.
Yeah, about my buddy Matt and I out at Founders. That was, that's an absolute last call. That's, yeah, phenomenal. But, all right.
Speaking of Matt, he's in the audience. How are we doing today, man?
How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the thumbs up.
Yeah, I know. They're not going to be able to hear, so. All right, all day. Cheers.
All day.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. I love that beer.
Well, it's not bad.
I don't like the all day. I don't like the all day ciders or whatever that they do, but the hazy IPA.
Hazy,
I can get down with.
Yeah. It's not bad. A little grapefruity, a little not very bitter. It's a session, so it means it's session is like light. It's like a lighter. Okay.
So it's like a lighter IPA.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like dark at all. Like, no.
Well, it doesn't look like it either.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
I suppose you're right.
I give it about a 3.5.
I can get down with that.
I
agree.
I'll give it about a 3.5.
What's out of five? Oh, it's
from
a 4.9, so it's 4.7. About a 5.
Okay. 4.7.
Well, I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, the thing on the thing.
Oh.
Does it say 4.9 on
yeah,
there?
They lied on the can. Hey, when they do that. False advertising. Can't you sue them for that? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, not bad, though. Yeah, a little light. 3.5.
Yeah, I agree. The taste is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I could have 2-3 of these without coming up to say hello.
Yeah. No, we're doing this new thing with our beers of the week. So if you find them at your like local liquor store or anything like that, drink them. Get the Untappd app.
Yeah.
Find cheers, me and Eddie.
Yeah, you can cheers us on there and do your
rating.
Rating. Do your rating with us. Yeah. I'm Fuzzy Lumpkiss.
Yes. Fuzzy Lumpkiss.
Anywhere in the world, anything is Fuzzy Lumpkiss.
And mine's just my name, which you can find on the 989 Network. And
Basement Bar, visit 989.network or bbbbabble.com.
Yeah.
What do we got? What's happening?
You need to talk about the Bacon Bits burger here.
We're only at 30 minutes.
Yeah,
we're moving so fast.
But you need to tell us about your Bacon Bit story.
Oh, my God.
Hey, before bit story, can I tell you about my Founder story?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Please. Yeah, go ahead.
You've been there.
Yeah, I was there once. Yeah.
Sorry, Dennis. You got to speak up.
No, you're good.
What?
I went there last year with my girlfriend, and it was our anniversary. And We walked through the doors, and the guy was sitting at the podium, and I was like, "Hi, can I get a table?"
Wait, he was at what?
He was at like the little podium thing where like hosts are. You know what I mean? Like you walk in, yeah. you see the lectern. A lectern?
A podium is a thing you stand on.
Are you saying lector or lecture?
Lectern.
A lectern.
Lectern.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain it, and I was like, I can't do that nicely.
Like a band director will stand on a podium.
Oh.
When you speak or you're sitting at something in front of you is a lectern.
Oh.
There was this cube thing in front of the guy.
No, I'm just
A cube thing.
He was standing in a cube. Yell at us about that all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Lector. All right. Well, he was at the lectern. And I was like, hi, can I get a table here? And he just looks at me deadpan and goes, yeah, I don't work here. And I go,
But he's standing there?
He's standing there like, he was doing something. And I was like, oh, all right. And then he just turns around and his shirt literally says, I don't know, I just work here. And then he just turns around and goes, I'm just fucking with you. Come on down. And I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, it was my first time there and I was just surprised. I've never been to like a brewery before, like
at all,
you know?
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
And that was your first one?
That was my first time and my first one, yeah.
It was all the other, it's a phenomenal brewery to start out with, dang.
I was just surprised. He's like, hey, I was like, I would just look at the menu. I'm like, oh, wow, that thing looks pretty cool. He's like, yeah, you want to try it? And I was like, absolutely. And the amount of free drinks that he would just be like, yeah, try this, that.
Oh, I love that. Samples are free, but you got to do it delicately. You can have like, three. I think three is a good number, and then order a beer.
Yeah.
And then you have three more, and then that way they're like, hey. It's like when you're sitting at Baskin Robbins, and, you know, the guy in front of you wants to try all 31 flavors, and you're like, Jesus. Yeah.
Isn't it 32? Yeah. Oh, it's 32.
Is it 32?
It's got to be.
Oh,
Or is that Dr. Pepper?
I drank one away.
No, that's 23.
That's 28.
28 flavors
three.
In Dr.
No,
Pepper?
No, Dr. Pepper's 23.
No, it's 23.
Oh, it's 23. It was 20-something.
Jesus.
I don't know.
All right.
28.
Numbers,
where are you
math.
Getting the other five from?
Who said 30?
88 miles per hour.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, yeah, Founders. Was that it? I'm sorry I interrupted.
Yeah, that was it, I guess.
No, okay.
Okay.
No, there's a place that you can actually try them up in Midland, Michigan. It's a place called Witchcraft, and they have
over
100 taps on the wall.
Yeah.
Me and Dennis have spent a lot of time there, but we used to get flights, and you get up to 10, but these things are like, they're like shell glasses. Like if you get a rum and coke at your hometown bar, but it's not quite big enough, you can't get a tall. It's just like that little shell, but that's full of 10%, 11%, 12% beers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And eventually, by the time you're walking out, you're like, hold on, there's one of those fancy scooter things. It's a fancy town, you know?
The bird scooters?
Yes, the bird scooters.
Oh,
never.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'd break one of those. I get on those, man. I've never. No.
I fell off one once.
You did?
Yeah?
I did, I did in the middle of Loon Stadium.
Yes, you did.
Parking lot. Yeah,
I think I told that for one of our last call stories. Yeah, we found your phone and it flipped.
Oh, yeah, when the truck ran over the phone.
Yeah, right in front of me and Shan. But no, it was funny. He just, all of a sudden, just kind of plopped her down. And I was like, whoa, man, you all right? And you're like, I just need a minute. It's like it was a planned fall. And I love planned falls.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, hold on. And go down and, planned your fall and. Yeah, it was all right, though. Those things move too fast for you when you're hammered.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it was like 25 miles per hour at least they can get up to?
When we were on the back streets.
Yeah.
Downtown, it slows you down to 10. And
it
we're
does,
like, this is horseshit.
Yeah.
Then we got to the back, and Dennis still has it full throttle. So, jeez. You know, like the kids when they're in like their little toy cars. And they take the governor off, and the kid's like, whiplash.
Nice.
So we get off of the city limits in Midland. Dennis has the scooter fully throttled. We leave the limits, and you just see him go way back. He could never, like, get back up. Like, the G's were just taking him.
The G's were taking
him. On a bird scooter.
He's like, I just trust it. We're lucky we didn't end up in a field or anything.
Yeah, we went off-roading a little bit. It wasn't off-roading, but there was a sidewalk, or there wasn't, the lack of sidewalk, I should say.
We thought
it ended.
There was a sidewalk.
Yeah, we were on a sidewalk, and we kept going, and all of a sudden, grass. And we're like, oh, no.
I think we both went down that time, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like, I went right, he went left, and we were just like, all right, to the road, to the road.
It's like our biking stories from before.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't bike in the snow, by the way. Figure that out.
Nope, I don't, I'm not.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
No, you ever like pedal and don't go nowhere? It's terrible. Hayden was telling me, he's like, just keep your front wheels steady and you'll be fine. Bullshit. That right.
Start going sideways.
Yeah, that back wheel comes in front of you at one point. Oh, no. It's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, I bit the dust pretty hard. My knee still hurts. Oh, my knee still hurts.
Good.
But that's all right.
What was... Oh, the bacon bits. That's what it
was.
Yeah,
that's
what
before we went
back on the bacon bits.
Founders, yeah. Oh, so
ADD,
we...
ADD, that's what that's called.
Yep, yeah.
Can't ever keep it on track.
I know, that's the problem. We have an ADD We haven't done that this... We haven't done that this episode. That's why I was like, wow, it's not filling up a lot of... Anyway, so we're golf league. Playing down at Twin Brooks here in Chesaning, and came to the Pintown after golf and ordered a burger. And I was like, you know what? I want bacon on it. Hadn't gotten the bacon burger from here, but when you get bacon, I don't like on a burger especially. I don't like floppy bacon. I want it extra crispy. It's a lot easier to bite, you know, and everything. So I told her extra crispy bacon, and she goes back. It's about 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, What's going on, man? Like, what's happening? They're like, they're having a real hard time getting the bacon crispy. He threw it in the oven. We're going to try that now. And I was like, you can just throw it in a microwave for like 30 seconds and it's good. And she's like, well, it's hard because they're bacon bits. And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah. She's like, waited for her to leave to look at me and go, what the fuck?
I was like,
that would throw me off too, though. Yeah.
What? Never in my life have I ordered a bacon cheeseburger and it's been bacon bits. Mm-hmm. Like it was, yeah. So
it's still good though, isn't it? Though, yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was just very surprising.
Well, we were amazed. We were like, they're living in the year 3000 out here. Because his first question was like,
bits?
Yeah. She walks away and he looks at me and he goes, "Aren't bacon bits already crispy when they put them in the tube?"
I think that's why they were confused and they were trying to be nice to me. Like, all right, we know you've been drinking golf all day.
Drinking golf.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Because that's how I play. I just play a lot of whack fuck.
Yeah.
Just whack fuck.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I hate it. I hate it to the point you're drinking so much on a golf course to where you hit it and you're like, where did it go? And you're like, that was a practice swing.
Yeah. You're like, well, right there in front goes of another one. This is a good spot. Yeah. Just throw it down.
Is there like a correct mount? I don't really golf that much.
It's called
but
the
like,
cart.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
A correct mount?
Yeah. Correct, what do you mean correct mount?
No, let me finish, Eddie. Gosh darn it. Is there a correct amount of like practice swings you're supposed to take before you actually hit the ball?
Third time's a charm, right?
Third time's charm?
Yep. Yeah. Take two, step it up.
Is that your rule book or is that the real rule book?
That's my rule book, so. Okay. And that's also why I'm not on tour.
Yeah.
Well, because they'll walk up to the ball, take a couple practice swings, step back, don't know what they're doing.
Oh, geez.
Looking at the ball.
I hate it. Like, and then they come back up. Let's go.
Yeah. And then they talk to their caddy, and then he gives them a different club, so he's got to do it all over again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, just whack fuck. Just walk up, hit it. And pray.
Yeah.
I think they should put the time clock like they have in baseball and golf.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Because have you ever seen golf on live TV, like when you're fishing through your guide?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Watching it live.
Yeah.
I like the clips they do now. Watching it live kind of sucks. It's too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it'll be golf start at 9, end at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Following one dude. No.
It's just one man's journey with a ball and a club. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Every putt takes about 30 minutes because, you know, they got to read it. And I don't know how long that fucking book is, but hurry it up. Yeah. Yeah, got him.
That was great. I don't know how long that book is.
Fucking that Harry Potter for a 2-foot putt. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was good.
Tea's ready.
That was great. Yeah, the tea's done. Oh, I got me lightheaded there. Holy cow.
I'm sorry.
No, there's good stuff.
I got a quick question for you guys.
Okay.
So when you're walking down the street and you see somebody that you know or you're just trying to be friendly, where's the head nod going, up or down? Because to me, I got a fine explanation on how that goes, but I'll let you guys answer first.
Mine's always a down. Mine's always a quick, yep, you know?
Really?
Yep.
Well,
wait, you're going up? I feel like if you do up, it's like you're challenging somebody.
No,
you know
here's
what I mean?
No,
mine,
go ahead.
Yeah, mine, if I know you or if I'm on a decent acquaintance with you, it's up.
Yep.
If I don't know you or like there's several people that I work with and I see on a daily basis, but I don't think I've ever spoken to. And for them, it's a, how you doing?
Yeah.
It's a down.
Yeah. So,
and it's involuntary. It's just, you're either, you're like, hey, what's going on? Or, oh, how you doing? Like,
okay. That's the same thing for me. Like if I see it, the up kind of means... non-verbally, what's up? Like, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We have the down is like,
I feel like it depends on where you're from.
Yeah, and then like the down is like, how's it going?
Yeah, it's respectful. Please don't hurt me.
Yep, keep walking.
Please don't hurt me. But but you know what I mean though? When people, if you don't know somebody and you kind of give them the like the up. It's just shit.
It all depends on the eyes, though.
Yeah, the eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, man. At that point, if you're looking down on them while you're coming up, you got the crazy eyes.
Yeah, true. And I'm pretty short, so if somebody's pretty tall, I'll still hit them with the down. It's weird. I have to look up to look down. It's weird, yeah. I have to be like, oh, yeah, are you up there? Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. Yeah.
Like cock it back to go forward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, man.
It's like the slogan, you know, you got to slow down to speed up. I got to look up, look now.
Yeah, quick calm, yeah.
Quick calm.
Hurry it up and slow down.
Yeah, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Lean back and go forward. Yep. No, I like that.
That's like, why do we park in driveways and drive in parkways? Like, dumb shit like that. You got to look up, look down.
Yep.
Or it's like no, never mind.
No,
I was thinking like oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp, but it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
it's like, similar.
Yeah, is jumbo shrimp just shrimp?
I'm more of a yak moron than an oxymoron, but
a what?
Did I say that again?
I said I'm more of a yak moron than.
I concur with that.
I thought
that's
it was
another
funny.
Big word. No, that's funny. So, Eddie, you told me earlier that you're getting old.
Yeah.
What'd you mean by that?
I don't know. Everything is creaking. Everything is awful. I forget.
Creaking?
Yeah. Like, you stand up, it sound like Rice Krispie treats now, man. It's snap, crackle, and popping.
like every step you take.
Oh, yeah. Like, snap, my ankle. I broke my ankle when I was 13 playing football with a dead lamprey eel. And
what?
Say that again?
What?
A what?
So we're up in Alpena. It was the Brown Trout Festival. We're working the concession trailer up there. And I was supposed to be helping my ma at work, and I just fucked off. And then found some kids, and they were playing catch or whatever. And then one of them walked up, and he's like, hey, I found a lamprey eel. And I was like, what is that? And this thing looks like Satan's asshole. It's just teeth in a rotating, like, they're crazy giant.
What?
They're like giant leeches.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was wild. So we just started throwing this dead thing around at each other. Yeah, and I'm running, and I go to catch it, and I just, tripped off the pier. And there's rocks and stuff underneath. And so I just land on the rocks, and my foot goes in between a rock, and I kept going, and it snapped.
No.
And so the ambulance couldn't get back there, so they had a gator, like one of them,
Yeah.
So they threw me on the back of a gator to take me to the hospital. And then I was in a cast and everything. But I didn't listen and would just walk on it anyway. So it never healed right. So now I can tell when the storm is coming. So,
My bones ache. There's gonna be a huge thunderstorm. Yeah,
yeah.
That's like people when they get headaches. They're like,
yeah, that's me.
My body's hurt, so it's gonna rain. I'm like,
yeah, I get mad sinus headaches. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna rain tomorrow. How do you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I farted, so I gotta take a shit. You know? It's like, I don't know how that works, but
more of the time it's too late.
Yeah. Oh, don't you hate
God,
that?
God, I hate that.
Yeah.
The worst.
Or like the walk where it's every step. You're like, I hope no one's following me.
That's
when you look back and give the head down.
Yeah, that's definitely a head down situation.
Yeah, definitely a head down.
Jesus. Now, the worst one was we killed him.
We lost him.
We lost him. I love it.
He's going to peekaboo back up. Go on, any minute.
So the worst one was we had just left Applebee's, and it was closing time. And, you know, I had one of those farts, and a little extra came, and you're like, oh, no. So we went across to Tim Hortons because Applebee's closed up. Well, Tim Hortons is closed, so I had to run down to the Speedway down there, and that's I said goodbye to that underwear. That was... That was one of the worst. Yeah.
Jeez.
That was awful. That was awful.
You ought to have
Raj
tell you about the Mackinac Bridge story. That'll come on a later podcast. And I'll bring it up, put him on the spot. But
Mackinac
I can't air out his dirty laundry.
Literally.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No kidding. I want to know part of that. Oh, man. Yeah, I hate those moments. Yep. I can't stop thinking about the head down situation. You're like, I hope he didn't see that. I'm always wearing a hat, so I'm like covering the face. Like this, yeah, I smell
it'd
it too.
Be the perfect
man.
Time to wear a sombrero or something like that to hide your face. Yeah,
yeah. Well, is it about that time?
I think it is
about that time. Last call. Da ding, ding, da ding.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh. Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
All right,
for
so we've
alcohol.
Got Dennis. What do we got here?
Yeah.
Drunk ice danger.
It's like his note.
It's a drunk it. On ice danger LOL.
Okay.
But yeah.
I like how he writes how he texts.
Yeah, man. Right.
Because I think I've received that before. Drunk on ice, danger, LOL. I'm like, I don't know if I should laugh or call the police. But I'm not coming.
It's basically a telegram just in text form. Just the lowest amount. I mean, that's what mine always end up. Shit, mine just says sunrise. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, so drunk on ice. All right. Yeah, so a few years ago, I was out with a couple of buddies of mine, and we went ice fishing. Okay. Yeah. And I will say, you know, before I say the story, be smart when you're on the ice, you know.
That's why I don't go.
Yeah, just be smart when you're on the ice. And what I did was not smart. Nothing bad happened, but here we go. But, yeah, I was the only one that was very, very, very drunk. And we're checking the ice with a big metal spud. And my buddy John, who was there, he was like, all right, he was going up, take a couple steps forward, little tap, tap, tap. All right, it's safe. A couple more steps, tap, tap, tap. All right, safe. I was like, give me that, because I was already gone, and I was like, I got this, man, I got this. So I have the spud, and my two buddies, John, and I can't remember who else was with us, but they went back on shore, and I could just hear them talking shit. I could just be like, yeah, you're going to fall through. I don't know what they were saying. That's what I heard, but anyway.
That's why I kept going. That's
yep, so there all I the am. Voices. There I am with the spud, you know, tap, 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 a couple steps, all right, good, yep. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, come back. It's thin out there. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I was just saying things. I don't even
alcohol
remember.
Alcohol does that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was crazy. I was like, jeez. No, you're fine. I'm fine. What are you talking about? Tap, 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 tap. I fucking Charlie Browned it, like, you
oh,
know,
no.
On the ice, you know, like the football, you know, and fucking ate it. And I absolutely just ate shit on the ice. And then I was walking back up. And then they were like, did you learn your lesson? And I was like, no, fuck you. You don't know.
Tried to talk to you like
I was,
a parent.
I was still talking shit.
They brought down the glasses. They're like, Dennis.
I was still talking shit. And then what they did, you know, you want to know what they did, though? You want to know what they did?
What did they do?
They fucking broke the ice by the shore.
Oh, no.
They did.
That's just rude.
It was rude a little
so
bit.
So you just, you go down?
Yeah. Well, they broke it. I was like, fuck you. And I tried to go around, and then I fell through. Only knee deep. It was only knee
deep. But still.
Jeez. That's terrifying.
It was
cold.
Fucking terrifying. I don't, you know, at the time.
It's not like you're going for a midsummer swim. That's cold.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing.
Yeah, you're stepping in a freezer.
Yeah,
you're stepping in a bucket of ice.
You know, but the alcohol, it made me think I was warm, you know?
Yeah, you have said that to me.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody thinks, some people think that if you drink alcohol, it warms you. It gives you the illusion that you're warm.
Yeah.
That's huh. So I hear, I guess.
I know. This.
He is the fact checker, so I'd believe him.
I am.
This
I am
room
the fact
is like
checker.
60 degrees, but it feels nice and balmy in here.
Yeah, well, you've had enough. So, well, not enough. You've had a good amount.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah,
you're just getting started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then I had a talking to by my friends. They're like, Dennis.
Well, good. That means you have good friends.
That was really good friends.
Yeah, good friends that break the ice so he falls through.
Yeah. Yeah. Normally, the icebreaker comes at the beginning of the friendship. They waited till the end.
Yeah. 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 No, it was just a funny story. I like to look
good.
Back on you.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you Charlie Browned it on the ice.
Oh,
because
I absolutely
not,
Charlie Browned it on the ice. Yeah.
It's not like that felt good. That was like a tailbone
no,
stinger.
No, I had a huge bruise on my finger for
good.
Like a month. Yeah.
That's what you get.
It was a reminder. Yeah.
That's what you get.
All right.
No,
Eddie's over here and
he's
just like, anytime you're on the ice, you're stupid.
He was in defiance of logic. That's what you get.
That's exactly right. Since then, never done that again, though.
Good.
I will
what,
never
gone
get
on the ice
good.
Or
no,
Charlie Browned it?
Just Charlie Browned it on the ice. No, I won't ever get trashed on the ice. No. It freaks me out too much now.
Yeah. I don't know.
Understandable.
No.
Yep. Spencer.
Oh, no. Well, happened at this very good place here, Pintown.
All right.
We had a Christmas
very
party.
Topical.
We had a Christmas party, and the day before, well, we actually, a lot of people were telling us that we were doing like that white elephant gift exchange, where you just bring, or Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Kind of,
I
but
like
we weren't,
Secret Santa.
We weren't
like
pulling names. It was like you get a bunch of gifts, you get the number of people, and then you pull a number, and if it's your number, you got to put it back in. But you pull a number. Okay. So me and Dennis were like, it was the day before.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, we got to get a gift. So we're thinking, okay, Frank's, that's the grocery store here, and then the dollar store. And Dennis goes, wait a minute. We've seen this before. There is an old antique thrift store here.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yes. So we went there, and we got some gifts. And Dennis was cool about it, man. He got really cool comic books. Yeah. Like, it was going to make somebody really happy.
Yeah. Nice.
I was a piece of shit. I walked around, and I found a gavel for $3. I was like, yep.
A gavel?
Well, hold on. Yeah. So I bought a gavel.
It's a very practical gift.
Yeah, I bought a gavel. And then I was like, well, you can't just hit a gavel on anything. So
you need to hit it on something.
Yeah, you got to hit it on something. So we went to the dollar store, and I picked up a buck coaster, like just a coaster for a buck.
All right.
A pack of Juicy Fruit. A crown with all the jewels falling off it.
Perfect.
And I think, and I bought a bag, but this bag wasn't like, you know, like where the gifts all perfectly fit. No, it was a huge bag. It was a huge bag with like four things in it.
Perfect.
So we get to the thing and I completely forget about it. I'm just getting, you know, I'm getting a good shine on. I had some great food. I was chilling with great friends. We played this like Saran Wrap ball game. I just forget about it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, White Elephant. And Craig, who's supposed to be here tonight, but eventually he'll make it. He was like, hey, Spence, we got gifts.
Yeah.
He was like, you got to see what I get. And I'm like, no, man, I bet mine's better. So we're sitting in there, and we're just laughing. Of course, everybody's gift was so genuine and so nice throughout the whole thing.
Oh, no. You mean that they were humans
to the last
and put
two.
Thought into their
Yeah,
gift?
Yeah. And it gets down to the last two, and me and Craig just look at each other, and we go, fuck. We're like, no.
We're the assholes.
Yeah, we're like, and everybody knows because we're over here like, I can't wait, man. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, that's so cute. I'm glad I got that for you.
Yeah.
And me and Craig didn't plan on admitting it to anybody. Well, Craig's was kind of funny because they opened up the bag and it was a picture of him. So he's like, Merry Christmas. Yeah. I'm the best, you know? And then the last person opened mine. And she started pulling out these things with the weirdest look on her face. She was like, a gavel?
She didn't know what to do with it. Yeah.
A pack of Juicy Fruit? And then she put on the crown.
Yeah.
And the crown was terrible
was the
because.
Saddest crown.
Yeah, because it was like in a plastic bag, but when you pulled it out, every jewel fell off.
Oh,
so it was just like
off,
a piece of plastic, ring around her. And I was like, it looks great.
You're Skid Row princess.
Yeah. I looked at Dennis. I was like, I want to leave right now. I was so sad.
I ended up getting a wreath.
Yeah.
A wreath, wreath with a TH, yeah.
Good.
But to find out when I got home.
Did you wear it the rest of the night?
No. But
I wish because listen to this.
Yeah, okay. I didn't mean to take your last call story, by the way, but no.
I was done.
I remember like a day after when I was, I put it back in the box. I was like, oh, a wreath, cool. Oh, a joint, cool. Ah, this, cool. And then I got home and then I opened it up again. It's a fucking toilet seat. It's a toilet seat wreath.
Wrapped in tinsel.
It was all beautiful and stuff, and I had no idea. But you know what? I put it on my front door anyway. So, yeah.
So he just had a toilet seat on his front.
That's
he was
amazing.
Like, you like my Christmas
That's
wreath?
That's the most redneck thing ever.
Yeah.
That's-
yeah. Yeah.
Good.
It was a good one, though.
It was a good one. Good. It made me laugh. Still have it. Yeah.
He even confronted the person that gave it to him.
Yeah.
He was like, so... what did you give for the Secret Santa? And she was like, your gift. And he's like, I knew it. Looked at me and went, oh, my God. Walked away really fast. I was like, let's
like, don't worry. It wasn't used. And I was like, well, I fucking hope not. Jesus Christ.
Oh, and you got like two rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And you're that's weird.
Yeah, they came with toilet paper. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking peculiar.
It was
kind of
crazy because it was like a brown and white candy cane.
That's great.
But anyway, you got your last call story.
What'd I put? Sunrise.
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 Think.
Oh, no, my God. All right. So we're at my buddy's house. Good friend. We used to hang out there a lot. And he's got a big backyard, bunch of trees, everything. He's got a big fire pit in the back. And we had bonfires there frequently. And so we're at his house drinking one night and hanging out and we're on the trampoline for a little bit, and it was a beautiful night. There's not a cloud in the sky. stars, gorgeous night. And he and the this other guy go, and they're like, hey, we're going to get the fire going. So, okay. So the rest of us are hanging out back, having a few, staring up at the stars. And then suddenly there's bang! And the sky lit up like the sun rose. And then you just see two little fireballs running across the yard. These assholes took 2 pounds of gunpowder.
Oh, Lord.
And put it into the fire pit.
Oh, my God. Before it started?
Yeah. And then put the wood on. And then took a match and thought they were far enough away. And threw the match. And it just exploded.
Jeez.
They had to fucking fly them to Hurley. It was Jeez. Just, yeah.
I don't mean to laugh.
We're
at
like,
their
stop,
pain.
Drop, and roll. Stop, drop. He goes for the fucking hose. They're like, stop, drop, and roll. He's like, water. Like,
independent. Oh, no. That's independent. Jesus. He's like, I don't need a firefighter. No, that's like in the off, episode of The Office when Dwight throws the firecracker. She's like, the fire's shooting at us. But in real life, he threw it and instantly regretted it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, like, yeah, that was a wild, wild wow. night, man.
I like how he went for the hose. He's like, no, I got this.
He's yeah, like, I got this under control. Nobody worry.
As he's burning alive, everyone's screaming. He's like,
dude, it was wild. Yeah, man. It was crazy. Yeah, so don't mess with gunpowder, kids.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I feel like we learned a lot.
We did.
Don't be drunk and play with fire, and don't be drunk and go on ice. Yeah.
Man, well, this has been fantastic. I hope all of you enjoyed it for coming out. This was a really neat experiment to do, and we're glad you could be a part of it. So from all of us, as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network. One Up Games and Repairs in downtown Bay City and at Green Acres Plaza in Saginaw has all your pop culture needs. Grab your favorite video or board game. Need your phone or console repaired? They can get you squared away. D&D Adventure League on Monday or video game tournaments on Saturday. Check out One Up Games and Repairs at OneUpGamesBC.com.